For a start, the current fleet is diesel-powered. In the future, it will be electric.
The headlines again. The Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has told a conference of right-wing Conservatives the UK must train its own workers in order to bring down levels of immigration. President Zelensky has met Rishi Sunak at Chequers as part of his tour of European allies. It was announced that the UK will send more missiles and drones to Ukraine. Turkey's presidential election is to go to a runoff after neither of the main candidates secured 50% of the vote. The regulator Ofcom has launched an investigation into Royal Mail after it failed to meet its delivery targets for last year. A British man accused of murdering his wife in Cyprus has told a court there that she begged him to help end her life. BBC News.
And tonight's news was read by Tom Sanders. It's a parlour game that's a national treasure. Topics tackled in just a minute tonight include the letter Q and the chaise longue. Sue Perkins is here overseeing the merriment in a moment. But now some more wrestling with words. Here are details of a new programme on Radio 4.
Taking issue with Shakespeare.
The aim of this series is to put a different light on some contemporary problems. What was Shakespeare thinking about these similar issues 400 years ago?
Professor Emma Smith and guests investigate.
I know you're very interested in this idea of Hamlet and the incel.
From a very different perspective, Shakespeare can help us look at issues we think of as very contemporary differently.
Shakespeare sort of grapples with these questions of the qualities that make a good monarch.
Taking issue with Shakespeare. Next Monday to Friday afternoon at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Sue Perkins here, and as the minute waltz just fades away there, what a joy to welcome you to Just a Minute. Let me introduce you to the four wonderfully talented human beings playing Just a Minute this week. They are Felicity Ward, Ivo Graham, Josie Lawrence and Paul Merton. Please whoop and cheer for all of them. I'm going to be devilish and ask them to speak on a subject that I give them on a moment's notice for 1 minute without hesitating, repeating or deviating. So let's see how that all goes. And Felicity, we're going to start with you, my lovely. And the subject here is Alexander Hamilton. Can you speak for 1 minute about Alexander Hamilton? Your time starts now.
I saw a musical called Hamilton last year for the first time, and at the end of every song, I felt so exhilarated, I wanted to give a standing ovation. I knew absolutely nothing of Alexander Hamilton's real story, but...
Josie, you buzzed.
I just wanted to put her out of her misery when...
Thank you.
40 seconds then remaining, Josie, on Alexander Hamilton. Your time starts now.
Well, Alexander Hamilton was one of the founding fathers of America, I think. But I remember from the musical, which I also saw, Felicity, it was very sad ending because he died in a duel, as did his son 3 years earlier. And in those days, it was just becoming illegal to do this thing. So the boatmen who carried them over to a small island near you... I'll tell you later.
Can I just say, Josie, spoiler alert...
No.
It's absolutely ruined that for me.
Yeah.
Paul, you challenged.
I'm not going to go now.
I know, that's it. Paul, you challenged.
It was hesitation, so...
Yeah.
It was hesitation. You've got 11 seconds, please, to talk to us about Alexander Hamilton, starting now.
There was a boy in my school called Alexander Hamilton who was the exact double of me, a doppelganger, if you like. One day I was walking down the corridor and I saw Alexander Hamilton coming towards me. I picked up the nearest ukulele and smashed him across the head with it.
Well... On that brutal note, I have to give Paul the point for speaking as the whistle went. And we're on to our next topic. And this is with you, Ivo. And it's my signature dance move. Can you speak for a whole minute, please, my lovely, on the topic, my signature dance move? You can take it away now.
I don't have much to offer in this department, I'm afraid. I am very reserved on the dance floor. I am not prone to shaking my tush, my hips. They don't like to lie. They're truth tellers to their core. at my friend Emily's 18th birthday party, he was...
Felicity.
I was just wondering why you have a friend that's 18 years old. And then I realised you may have been recalling a story from the past.
I believe it was a reflection, but all might be made clearer as it goes back to Ivo for 42 seconds. Take us there again. 42 seconds, your time starts now.
Yesterday, I was at a social event where an acquaintance of mine who was previously 17 years old...
Oh. Paul.
Well, it's repetition of years old.
Yeah, it is. You just avoided all of the pitfalls until that final one.
Yeah.
No, I'd say years old.
He was previously...
Didn't I say 18th birthday party?
Oh, maybe you did.
Oh, yeah.
Let me have a look.
Maybe you did.
Hang on, I'm looking back at my notes. Don't offer department, reserve, prone, hips, lie, truth-teller, core, friend, Emily. I mean, it's an incorrect challenge. Ivo keeps it. When I got this job, they didn't tell me I needed to know shorthand, but that seriously would be the best thing. Right.
Yeah, well done.
34 seconds. You keep the subject, Ivo, and your time starts now.
I must stress, the majority of my dancing is done with legal adults. However, sometimes there will be minors involved as well. At a wedding, everyone's getting involved. The point is...
Oh... Josie.
Sorry, repetition of involved.
Yes, that was a repetition of involved.
Well,
yes.
I've cleared my name at least.
Twenty-two seconds remaining, Josie. On my signature dance move. Let's have at it. Your time starts now.
My signature dance move has changed over the years. In the youth club, when I was 15, 16, we'd all stand in a line and just shuffle our feet back together, eyeing the boys and seeing who we fancied. Then, late 70s, I became a bit of a punk, so my signature dance move was the pogo. Now, my signature dance move...
Well done, Josie, you were speaking as the whistle went, and you also get the next subject, which is the letter Q. You've got 60 seconds on the subject. Brace yourselves. Your time starts now.
Of all the letters in the alphabet, the one I'm most fascinated by is the letter Q. It sounds so good in the mouth. Join with me in saying the letter Q.
Q.
Well, you buzzed. I should probably see if there's a challenge.
No, I was just... She said, say the letter Q after me, so I...
So, we're on Q, the letter Q. I'd love it if we joined in on the count of three, but I sense that might be repetition, just giving you a fair warning. 45 seconds, Josie, your time starts now.
There's something beautiful about... The kiss of the oo at the end, and the beginning is like a smile. Q-U. Q-U.
Paul.
Well, it is pronounced Q, and we've just had Q-U twice.
In the black country, it's Q-U. Oh, look at them all Q-Uing over there.
I mean, Paul, to be honest, I'm sort of enjoying it too much. I'm going to let Josie carry on.
OK.
I sort of can't really believe she's managed to go for this long opining on the letter Q, but she has. So let's have some more of it. 33 seconds, starting now.
I feel sorry for the letter Q because there are very few letters and...
Ivo.
I think it was letter and letters.
Yes, but... it was a repetition of letters and letter is what is on the subject card.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a correct challenge, Ivo. 27 seconds on the letter Q. Your time starts now.
I feel very deeply loving of the letter Q, for I associate it with James Bond's gadget guru, played in the Golden Age by Desmond Llewellyn. I remember in the film Before Tomorrow Never Dies, which I've just realised I can't say the name of, he presents a baguette to the aforementioned spy of the title of the film and franchise.
Oh, yes!
Josie, you're challenged.
Film, repetition
yes,
of film.
Yes, it was a repetition of film. It's a, it's a correct challenge. And with 1 second remaining, you get to have your beloved letter Q back, and your time starts now.
Q is something...
Right. right, let's have some scores at the end of that round. Felicity in fourth place. Just ahead in third, we've got Ivo. And just ahead is Paul. And just slightly ahead and leading so far, Josie Lawrence. Plenty to play for. Felicity, we are with you. And your subject is I Will Never Go Back To. Okay, I will never go back to. You can fill in your own blanks, and you can make those blanks last for 60 seconds if you fancy, without repeating, deviating, or hesitating. I will never go back to. Your time starts now.
I will never go back to heroin. I just had such a terrible experience the first time I made a promise to myself. I also used to work in hospitality, and I've decided that I will never go back to working as a waitress. I used to make coffees. I was a barista. I didn't like speaking to the people, but I did actually like doing the drinks. The crema is the most important part of that.
Paul, you buzzed.
Hesitation, sadly.
Yes, it was a winding down there. Correct challenge, Paul, well done. You get to the subject, which is I will never go back to, starting now.
I will never go back to my old school, although sometimes I have dreams that I have. You know the familiar thing, you're sitting an O-level or an A exam and you say to yourself, I wonder, have I done the right amount of work on this? Do I know the subject? I will never go back to that particular place because it was at the top of a very steep hill and every morning I would walk up this sloping ground towards the building ahead of me and I thought to myself, I don't like this place whatsoever.
Ivo.
Repetition of place.
Yes, it is a repetition of place.
Is it?
It is a repetition of place. So, correct challenge. You get the subject with 0.5 seconds remaining.
Oh, no!
In buzzing in with such little time to spare, you are, in fact, emulating the master, Mr. Merton, who does such a thing constantly. So,
you've got... I practice it a lot at home on my own.
Yeah.
I close my eyes, and when I think a minute's up, I buzz.
0.5 seconds remaining on I Will Never Go Back To. Ivo, your time starts now.
I will never...
Ivo was speaking as the whistle went, which means he gets an all-important point and he gets the next subject. Some modern rock legends from Sheffield for you. Arctic Monkeys, love them. Arctic Monkeys, and one woman there really likes them. Either that... or she's in gastric distress. It's so hard to tell. Can you speak, Ivo, for 60 seconds on Arctic Monkeys? Your time starts now.
I have to do justice to the love of the particular group shown by the person on the front row, and I will, because I also greatly enjoy their music. It was 2005 when I bought the Arctic Monkeys' debut single, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, with its swooning B-side, Bigger Boys and Stolen Sweethearts. If you'd told me then that...
The passion came through there, didn't it? Paul, you challenged.
Yes, it was a hesitation, Sandy.
It was a little hesitation. It was a slight winding down. So you spoke for 25 seconds there. Paul's got 35 on the clock. Your subject, to remind you, Paul, is Arctic Monkeys, and your time starts now.
The Arctic Monkey lives in the Arctic, where its natural enemy is the Arctic Fox. The monkey will climb up the nearest tree to escape from the creature that's following him. And he looks...
Well, what happened then?
Josie.
There aren't any trees there.
Well, how many monkeys do you think there are? Don't question that.
Attenborough taken off the air again.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yes, there are no trees in the Arctic Circle, really, to speak of. But it's enough of a question. You can say it's deviation, so I'm going to give you that for 24 seconds, Josie, on Arctic Monkeys, starting now.
It had been a terrible storm. The ship was wrecked and just one cargo box floated towards the Arctic. Inside, two monkeys. How are we?
They won't find any trees when they get there.
But I was explaining that that's how they got there.
Josie was providing you with a helpful backstory.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Paul a point because I enjoyed his challenge, but the subject remains with you, Josie. Let's see what happens to the Arctic Monkeys when they get to shore. 13 seconds to find out. Time starts now.
Well, I've got a bit tired of the Arctic Monkeys now, so I'll talk about the actual group that Ivo loves such, and also the girl on the front row who's got a lovely smile. The Arctic...
Felicity.
She's a woman. She's not a girl.
it could have been worse. You might have challenged saying she hasn't got a lovely smile.
I just want her to be respected for the woman that she is.
I respect her as a woman. I was talking to her inner child. And she said thank you and put a thumbs up.
Yeah. It's interesting because you get past a certain age and then you're grateful to be called a girl. I speak from experience, so...
I agree.
Yeah. Girls...
Felicity, what's your challenge within the rules of Just a Minute?
Deviation of reality?
I think girl is a generic. We can use it as a generic term.
Oh, do you, Sue?
Yeah, I do. Do you know what? There's only 2 seconds remaining. I'm going to let Josie keep that challenge because it's a spurious challenge under the rules of Just a Minute. 2 seconds, Josie, to bring it home. Arctic Monkeys starting now.
The Arctic Monkeys was also a question on...
Josie, let's see what we have in store. Yeah. Becoming a flexitarian. Can you speak about becoming a flexitarian for a minute? Your time starts now.
When I first heard the word flexitarian, I thought it meant some kind of contortionist. But no, it means flexible and then vegetarian.
Felicity.
There was a little hesitation.
There was. It was a slight stumble there, but I did enjoy the idea of a flexible vegetarian, which is incredible. So the points are yours. The subject is yours. 49 seconds, please, on becoming a flexitarian. Your time starts now.
I assume becoming a flexitarian means that you transition from a vegetarian to a vegan to an omnivore. I was once a pescatarian, which means I only ate fish in as far as the meat world is concerned. And at that time, I ate a lot of tomatoes.
Josie.
Repetition of eight.
Is Meat World somewhere? Is it a theme park?
It is.
Well, listen, Josie, it was a correct challenge. Repetition indeed. So 29 seconds, please, on becoming a flexitarian. It's back with you. Your time starts now.
I agree. This is what it might be to be a flexitarian, that you go from vegetarianism to vegan to pescatarian and try little bits from each food epic thing. I don't know what I'm saying.
Ivo.
While undeniably flexitarianism involves trying foods from each big epic thing, I think it was a hesitation.
It was. So you get that correct challenge, Ivo. You get the subject. 16 seconds remaining on becoming a flexitarian. Your time starts now.
The things my younger brother can do with an aubergine, you wouldn't believe. I lived with him during the first lockdown when he had recently gone vegetarian and was keen to push his admirable ethics onto the rest of the family. He cooked these meat-free feasts for us every...
We're with you.
Yes.
Rest a while on this topic. Chaise longue. Can you speak for 60 seconds on chaise longue? Your time starts now.
It's French for long chair.
I mean...
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you've nailed that. But, Josie, you challenged.
There was a hesitation after a long chair full stop.
You're right, there was, you know, a finality to it, which means we're going to give you...
It would only have been hesitation if I'd started again.
So, basically, we're going to give you that challenge. It's correct, Josie. 57 seconds on chaise longue. Starting now.
When I think of chaise longue, I...
Ivo, you challenged.
It was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation. 53 seconds on chaise longue is now yours, Ivo, and your time starts now.
Having failed to tell you about my full love of the Arctic Monkeys, I will instead recount a group called Wet Leg, who have become very popular over the last couple of years.
Felicity.
Deviation.
I'm minded to think you're certainly travelling along the right path there.
I was very close to tell you the name of the song.
Yes, this is what I'm thinking. I'm going to give you a point for a correct challenge because he hadn't got to the point yet. But bearing in mind Ivo is a new player of the game, I will give the subject to him again whilst urging him to move towards the topic of chaise longuery. Your time, 43 seconds, Ivo, starts now.
The song is called Chaise Longue, so I do think it fits the category, if you'd be so kind. They repeat the title of that tune, Chaise Longue, over.
Oh, no, sorry, nothing.
Do you withdraw the challenge?
I withdraw the challenge, Your Honour.
Yeah, OK. Challenge withdrawn, which means you get to keep it. 35 seconds, and your time starts now.
If the group whose name...
Josie, you challenged.
There was a slight hesitation, I'm afraid.
Mm. There was a tiny little whiff of a hesitation.
I had undeniably lost my rhythm.
Oh, I've heard that before.
32 seconds is all yours, Josie. You might find it perhaps too much to discuss chaise longue. We'll see, starting now.
There's a marvellous programme that came on the television. An old Australian...
Felicity.
I felt a little hesitation.
There was a slight hesitation, but we're being very, very pernickety here. OK, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Felicity, but this one time...
Well, are we playing the game or not?
We're playing the game, but equally we have to have fun while playing it. So you get the subject, chaise longue, and your time starts now. Paul.
I buzzed for hesitation, but I had fun while I was doing it.
I know you did. And that's the main thing for me, you get the subject. Chaise longue! 25 seconds, Paul, your time starts now.
I got through to the quarter-final of Brain of Britain. The producer said to me, if you wish to proceed, you need to see me on my chaise longue. I said, that seems rather rude. Come with me into my boudoir. Let me douse you in perfume. Smell the aroma as it lingers in the air. If you wish to win this general knowledge contest, you will have to take me naked on the roof of Broadcasting House. I said, give me the ladder and I'm there.
End of that round, let's have some scores. In fourth place, we've got Felicity. In third, we have Ivo. Paul's in second. And slightly out ahead, we have Josie Lawrence. Felicity, my lovely, we are back with you again as we begin round three, and the subject is a perfect dismount. A perfect dismount. Can you speak without hesitating, repeating or deviating on a perfect dismount? And your time starts now.
Once I rode a horse, it was on a trail ride in a place called Picton. My horse's name was Donald. They warned me not to get on him because he was a little bit bucky. But I decided to do so anyway because, as arrogant as I sound now, that's just how I was as a child. I got on the horse and I started...
Josie.
A repetition of horse.
Absolutely was a repetition of horse. Correct challenge. You get the subject. 35 seconds on a perfect dismount. And your time starts now.
I love watching the gymnastics at the Olympic Games and always look out for the perfect dismount. That's what they train for all of their lives. The girl on the beam. She goes.
She might have gone too far. Paul?
She went twice.
Yeah.
It's illegal both in the Olympics and according to the rules of
dismount. Yeah, yeah.
Correct challenge, Paul. 20 seconds, please, on a perfect dismount, starting now.
As I climbed off the Brain of Britain producer, I thought to myself, that would be a perfect dismount. I now realise I'm going to get through to the semi-finals and my specialist subject, although it doesn't really matter in that programme, I'm referring to Mastermind there, the perfect dismount.
Josie?
I pressed my thumb. My thumb just pressed.
Then if there's no challenge, you may proceed,
Paul. Can we go to the red button when this programme's going out and see what's happening?
6 seconds, Paul, on a perfect dismount. And your time starts now.
Frankie Dettori, the jockey, is known for a perfect dismount. At the end of the race, he will leap out of the saddle, land firmly on the ground...
Paul speaking as the whistle went. And Ivo, we are with you next. I'm not sure if you incur lots of these. The subject is hazard of the job. Can you speak on that subject for a minute? Your time starts now.
Broadly speaking, my job is comedian. Today, my specific role is panellist on Just a Minute. And boy, what a lot of hazards I have encountered. The main one, nerves. And then, of course, it's merry bedfellow, paranoia. There was a moment earlier in the recording when I buzzed Paul Merton, a man who knows this show like the back of his hand, and he had but half a second on the clock. I saw a glint of understandable fury in his face, and I thought, what am I, a debut...
Paul?
You saw the glint in my face. You know, no one has ever told me that. I've got a face that glints.
You've got a bit glinty, yeah.
I've got a glinty face.
It's a compliment. You've got a very glinty face.
I don't want a challenge. I just want to thank Ivo for pointing it out to me.
An incorrect challenge on the rules of Just a Minute.
Definitely.
24 seconds, Ivo, on hazard of the job, starting now.
So what should I do, I thought to myself. We're here to buzz, are we not?
No, I think you didn't say buzz before, did
Buzzed.
You?
Buzzed.
Buzz jealous, right, yeah. So I'm still trying to get over a glinty face.
An incorrect challenge.
Incorrect, absolutely.
So, Ivo, you keep the subject 18 seconds now remaining on Hazard of the Job, and your time starts now.
Nonetheless, on I press with just 15 seconds.
Paul.
I think we must have had just before and just a minute.
We did, because just a minute was where you were a panellist.
Yes.
So, yes.
My face is getting pretty glinty myself.
Yeah, it's catching.
Well, a correct challenge, Paul. You got 13 seconds on Hazard of the Job, starting now.
As I looked in the mirror, I realised I'd no longer be eligible for the identity parade at the local police station. The copper said to me, "The trouble with you, mate, is you got a glinty face. Unless we've got a criminal with a similar appendage on his gob, you ain't going to work." So that was it. That was it.
Now, sadly, we're entering the final round.
Oh.
I know, I feel your pain. But we are in the capable hands of Josie, who's going to take us away with this one. Josie, your subject is The Windy City. Let's hear what you've got to say on this. You've got 60 seconds, starting now.
One of my favourite films is Calamity Jane, and Doris Day sings, "I've just got back from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but it ain't got what we..." And so on and... So, four.
Oh, this is a harsh, unrelentingly cruel world.
It is.
Paul.
Great song.
Well, there was "And So."
Yeah, there was.
Quick. And a bit of hesitation. Paul, correct challenge. The Windy City, 46 seconds remaining, starting now.
It's generally referred to as Chicago, the Windy City, and many people have been there over the years who say that the storms that go across that town is extraordinarily difficult to deal with. Hats fly off, windows get smashed in. The Windy City. Frank Sinatra sang about it in one of his more popular songs, and I believe it was none other than the Brain of Britain contestant of 1968 who turned to his mother and said, "I'm going to move to the Windy City." She said, "Why? Aren't you happy here in Peckham?" He said, "No, I've got to go to where the wind is high. I've got to find myself. My soul reaches across the Atlantic to see myself amongst high skyscrapers."
Josie.
Repetition of "myself."
You did say "fair myself." Enough. It is a correct challenge. Well done.
Fair enough.
Josie, you get the subject 9 seconds. It's back with you. Take it home. The Windy City. Time starts now.
A lot of skyscrapers were built in Chicago.
She's doing my material.
Listen, Paul, it's acknowledged, but plagiarism isn't a challenge under the rules.
No, it's not, no.
The Windy City, 6 seconds. Time starts now.
The Windy City, they've got shacks 7 stories high. They've got fountains.
Paul!
Repetition of "they've got."
They've got, indeed, and with 0.5 seconds remaining.
I'm still singing the song.
It's not just Ivo who can buzz in with that minimal amount, that fraction remaining. Correct challenge, Paul, 0.5 seconds. The Windy City starting now.
Meteorological conditions.
Before we go, let's have a look at those final scores. We've got Felicity trailing in 4th place, Ivo in 3rd. We've got Josie in 2nd, and out in front, Mr. Paul Merton. And there, sadly, it's time for us to leave you. But before we go, my unswerving thanks to the 4 magnificent players of today's game. Felicity Ward, Ivo Graham, Josie Lawrence and Paul Merton. We are indebted, of course, to Ian Messiter, who devised this silly game, and to Nicholas Parsons, our mate, who chaired it for over 50 magnificent years. We also thank Caroline Barlow, who's blown her whistle with such vigour and with such aplomb. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and this was a BBC Studios production. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you so much for listening, and please do join in next time we play Just a Minute! And next week at the same time, Sue invites 4 more players to take on the Just a Minute Challenge.
Tempers flare at Bridge Farm in the Archers in a moment. And after that, in tonight's Front Row, Tom Sutcliffe will be here with discussions about Tan Twang Eng's new book, The Second Woman, and Brokeback Mountain, the musical. But now, something else to look forward to this evening.
On BBC Radio 4.
We are rolling. At least a dozen people yelled, rolling!
A novel by Tom Hanks.
Sound speed, set, action.
About the art of storytelling.
Did Wren's first shot last only 17 seconds? Or had 17 minutes passed? The deed was done.
The making of another major motion picture masterpiece by Tom Hanks.
O.K. Bailey was transformed from mere mortal to a motion picture icon.
Begins this Monday to Friday evening at 10:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked Rishi Sunak for the latest package of military support that he said would save the lives of Ukrainian people in the war with Russia. The UK is supplying hundreds of air defence missiles and attack drones. Downing Street described talks between the two leaders as warm and very productive. Britain is to train Ukrainian pilots but says it won't be providing fighter jets. Yuri Sak is a spokesperson for Ukraine's Ministry of Defence. He believes the West is moving closer to providing the planes they need.
The training of pilot, I mean, as far as we're concerned, it should have started a long time ago, and it was possible to do that. Now, there are over 4,000 F-16s around the world between our allied countries and partners. So we're asking for just 40 to 50, you know, a couple of squadrons. So is that realistic? 1% of the whole fleet, the worldwide fleet of F-16s? Of course that's realistic.
The Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has said it is not racist to want to control Britain's borders. She told a right-wing conference in London that rapid migration was unsustainable in terms of housing supply and public services. Some senior Conservatives believe more immigration is needed in the short term to boost economic growth. Two directors of a metal recycling firm have been jailed for 9 months after a wall collapsed, killing 5 men in 2016. Wayne Hawkswood and Graham Woodhouse had denied risking workers' safety at the Shredmet plant in Birmingham. Police Scotland says an officer tasered an 11-year-old boy during a standoff at a caravan park in March. Footage published by the Scottish Sun newspaper shows police asking the boy to put down a knife he was holding before the taser is discharged. The police watchdog has been informed. The European Commission has approved Microsoft's takeover of the gaming company Activision Blizzard, which has